Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'Tzion. It's based in the Torah Marina Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva, Aaron Cohen, Zichat Tzadik Levracha, the Chevron of Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara Menachas in the Flamed Vav, it says Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yochin Yechadim Tefillin B'Shabbos V'Yam Tovim. I might think that you should wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tam Lam Rahay Lois Al Yadcha Tuas Ben Inecha Mishitzrichim Ois. Yatsu Shabbos V'Yam Tovim Shein Gufan Ois. No. Tefillin are an Ois. So you only put on tefillin when you require an os. And that excludes Shabbos and Yantav, that they themselves are an os. Rashi explains there is a sign. What's the sign? Shein atzmam os ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. There is a sign between us. Ki osi benu v'neichem. V'haynu hach kradez shepsoi say tishmoyu. Ki osi benu v'neichem v'daski ne Hashem mekadishchem. So Rashi brings the pasuk that talks about Shabbos being an os between us and God. In the Mela, there's no need for tefillin. Now, what about Yom Tov? So we also learn Yom Tov from this pasuk, that also Yom Tov is called Shabbos, like we have in Rashi and Pesachim, 49b, Dibur Masl Midoy Raisa, Verchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, because Shabbos and Yom Tov is one Kiddusha. So Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, and Memelo, when it says here it's an Ois, Shabbos and Ois, that includes Yom Tov. That includes Yom Tov. It's one Kiddusha. Memelo, you don't need to wear tefillin. And neither Shabbos nor Yom Tov. It's difficult, based on what Rashi writes in his Perush al Torah. Ki oisi venu v'neichem. This is the Gemara in Menachas we just learned. But Rashi in his Perush al Torah writes, Ki oisi venu v'neichem. Os gedola hi venu v'neichem shebacharti b'chem mikol ha'umais. Behanchili lachem est yom menuchasi l'menucha. I made this great sign between me and you that I chose you from among the nations, and I bequeath to you my day of rest, as a day of rest for you. So Rashi here says, it's talking about the day of rest. There's a sign for the nations that we have the day of rest. They don't. That's Shabbos. Yom Tov is not called the Yom Menucha. Shabbos is the Yom Menucha. So Mel the Ois lefi Rashi al Torah, it's Shabbos, not Yom Tov. So we could be Miyashev, based on what we learned in a previous shir, that Kedusha Yom Tov is drawn from Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is Tchila Mekrei Kodesh. And the Kedusha of Yamim Tovim, we spoke about in the Shir, is acquired through the flows through Shabbos. Through Shabbos, Yom Tov gets its Kedusha. So according to this, that we have this Os Gam B'Yamim Tovim. Because since Kedusha Yom Tov comes Mikoyach Shabbos, so the Etzim Kedusha Yom Tov also shows the greatness of Shabbos, the Os of Shabbos. According to this, it would appear that L'shitas Rashi, Chol HaMoed is also Pater from Tefillin. Even though Chol HaMoed doesn't have a Shem Shabbos, nevertheless, on this day we also see the sign of Shabbos because Kedusha Chol HaMoed is called Mikra Kodesh and it's also rooted in Kedusha Shabbos. However, B'emes, it would appear that we can explain that even according to Rashi, the Etzim HaYom Tov is called an Os because it has a Shem of Shabbos. And that's what it appears in the Gemara, not because it draws its Kedu from Shabbos, because Shem Shabbos Olav. Because it has a Shem Shabbos, so would appear from the Gemara. Lashon HaGemara Yatsu Shabbosis V'Yomim Tovim Shehem Atzmam Ois. So it's mashma that the Etzim Yom Tov is an Os, and not just that it draws its Kedusha from Shabbos, which is an Os. So, the actual Lashon of the Gemara is Shehem Gufan Ois. They themselves, Gufan, are an Os. So that shows you that it's their Guf is the Guf of Yom Tov is an Os, not just that it's drawn from Shabbos. Girsus HaTosfos is that Shem Atzmam Kriyam Os. So that would appear also, same idea, that Yom Tov is also called an Os. So Yom Tov is independently an Os, not only Shabbos. Now, Al Ikar Perish Rashi Al Torah, that the pasuk L'das Kini Hashem Mekadishchem means that the Umos should know that I'm your God who sanctifies you. The Sefer of the Gemara and Shabbos learns in this pasuk that if you give a matana to your friend, you have to tell him, because L'das Kini Hashem Mekadishchem, God gave us this gift and we have to know. So the L'das is going on the Jewish people, not the Umos Olam. So what's Pshat in Rashi Al Torah when he says that if it's Umos Olam? So it appears that even according to Rashi Al Torah, the Ikar pasuk of L'das is said about the Jewish people, because in this pasuk of Achad Shepsoi Tishmaru, we include Yom Tov as well. That's called Shabbos. Because of this, the Torah writes Lashon of Shabbos, Lashon Rav, the two Shabboses. Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, and Yom Tov. And these two Shabbos, Shabbos and Yom Tov, it says, Osi Beni Uveinechem. Because the Shem Shabbos is a sign between me and you. And this includes V'nichal B'zeh Gam Yom Tov. That Yom Tov is also called B'Shem Shabbos. And therefore, Mitam Zeh, Yom Tov is called an Os, because it's included in this Shabsosai. It's another type of Shabbos. So it's an Os, both Shabbos and Yom Tov are Osos. And that Rashi explains in his Perash HaLaTorah, the Pasuk L'das, is why in Umasom would appear that this is connected to what Rashi writes earlier in the Pasuk of Achaz Shabsosai, the Lashon Achaz can't be Mamayit Shabbos and Melechas HaMishkan, and that Rashi explains that even when the Torah writes Ki Osi Beinu Beinechem, it's in a Sinas Tam B'Yichud, that why the Torah was Mamayit Shabbos from Melechas HaMishkan, because Shmir Shabbos has a Tzuras Kedusha, the Yesh Be'inyan HaMishkan, the Tachlisu Gam Kein Oysa Gedoyle V'HaKedusha Kedush Baruch Hu Mekadosh Es Yisrael. What's the Mishkan? The Mishkan is a sign that God sanctifies the Jewish people, and he puts his dwelling place, his presence, among them, like we see in the Pasuk in Yechezkel 37:28. So the Goyim are going to know that I am God who sanctifies the Jewish people. I put my Mikdash among them. So now the Torah says, because Shabbos has the same inyan of Os HaGadolah like we have in the Mishkan. Because by Shabbos also the Gumas, when we have the Mishkan, the Umas are going to see that God is among us. We have Shabbos, the Umas are also going to see that God is among us. And therefore Rashi says that it's referring to the Masa Olam. That's the Ikar time the Torah was Memayit. Earlier the Torah was Memayit. Achaz, so not to do Malacha and Shabbos, Labinyan Mishkan. Why is that? Because the Shabbos itself is a sign, and we don't need the sign of the Mishkan for the Umas Olam. Shabbos itself is a sign for the Umas Olam. Therefore Rashi says it's talking about Umas Olam, but really primarily referring to the Jewish people. Even though it says, it's a sign between me and you that I chose you from the nations. Maybe it's just a sign for us that Hashem shows us. With this, we can explain Tosfos there. Tosfos writes, not because they're asur b'malacha, because cholamoid is mutter b'asiyas malacha. And there also there's an os. What's the os? B'Pesach, that you're asur b'achilas chametz. And what's the inality of chametz and on sukkahs? The sign is that you're chayv in sukkah. And that's like the Rush writes, that they're coming to be mechadish, that even cholamoid is patur mitfilin, because cholamoid also is an os. The os of sukkah, the os of chametz. So it's difficult, according to what they're saying, according to their girsa, they said they themselves are called an os. It would appear that the etzim yom tov is called an os b'Torah. And we don't find that that yamim tovim are called b'shem os. Shemos was called about, was Shabbos was called an Os, and Yom Tov is called an Os because Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. But Yom Tov can join with Shabbos because we also saw before in Rashi, Midai writes it's Archi Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are one Kiddusha because Yom Tov is also Shabbos. Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. We have Yom Tov itself being an Os. Shabbos itself being an os, but where do we have Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed isn't called an os. So based on what we're saying, that even in Yom Tov, it's included in the pasuk about Shabbos Tishmar, we can explain that the Yom Tov is called an os. It's not because it has a Shem Shabbos Olav, but rather the Shem Yom Tov itself is an os b'fnei atzmo, and that the Torah includes Yom Tov and Shem Shabbosai, is because the Yom Tov itself is called Shabbos, as we're going to explain. That Yom Tov itself is an os, and it's not because it has a Shem of Shabbos, but because the Shem Yom Tov itself is an os. And that the Torah includes Yom Tov in the name of Shabsosai is because Yom Tov is called B'Shem Shabbos. And we're going to explain that Amir Tashem, that Yom Tov itself is an Os. And it's not because it's called Shabbos, because the name of Yom Tov itself is an Os B'Fnei Atzma. And that the Torah included Yom Tov in the name of Shabsosai is because Yom Tov is called Shabbos. That's why the Torah included it in Shabbos. However, Yom Tov itself is called an Os, even if it wouldn't be called Shabbos. The fact is that Yom Tov is called Shabbos, he concluded in his Shabsosai, but it's an Os even if it weren't called Shabbos. So according to that, we understand very well, Chol HaMoed also has a Shem Os, even though it's not called B'Shem Shabbos, and blessings Yom Tov is called an Os because of the Shem Yom Tov. So Chol HaMoed is also called B'Shem Os, because it's Kedusha, it's Kol and Shem Mikrei Kodesh, of Yom Tov. So that's what we have to discover, why Yom Tov itself is an os, even without Shabbos, even without being called Shabbos. Now, the Tosis writes, so being a raya, the pasuk of Achaz Shabbosay that said Belashin Rabbim is in order to include Yom Tov in the Gemara and Shabbos Taf Samach Tes, that learns the din of Shmira Achaz LeShabbosas Harbe from the pasuk of Es Shabbosay Tishmaru that said in Parashas Kedoshim Mishimo Vivitro Shabbosay Tishmaru, and it doesn't bring the pasuk of Achaz Shabbosay Tishmaru that was talking about the Ikar of Shabbos, and therefore would appear that this pasuk of Achaz Shabbosay that it says Belashin Rabbim is to include Yomim Tovim, right? Because in Shabbos we learn from et shabsosa ishimova vivtiro v'shabsosa tishmor and parshas kedoshim, there we learn one shmira for many shabbosos. That if he does averus and numerous shabboses, so he has to bring one karban. That's shmira achas l'shabbosos harbe, and that's derived from the shabsosa tishmor over there in Parashas Kedoshim. In the middle of that leaves our Shabbos at Tishmaru to teach you that it also includes Yamim Tovim. And now it's Meduyak, why it says afterwards, Shemartim is a Shabbos, because afterwards it's talking only about Shabbos. But Shabbos is talking about Yom Tov as well. And the Tosis writes that it's not because it's Aser B'Sias Malach, it's called an Os. We can explain the Chor, what they mean is that you shouldn't explain that it says Os, that the intention of the Torah is that Shemir Shabbos is an Os. But according to this, it can't be that it says even Chol HaMoed is an os on Pesach, Bisur, Asiyas, Chometz, because the Torah doesn't call that an os. Again, you can't say that what Tosis means is when they say the Lav Mishum, it's called an os, Lav Mishum to Asiri Basiyas Malacha, it's called an os, not because it's Asir Basiyas Malacha. I mean, don't say it's because the Kavanas HaTorah is that Shmira Shabbos is an os. It's not that Shmira Shabbos is an os and Chol HaMoed is also an os. Why is Chol HaMoed an os? Because you have the os of Isra Achilas Chometz and Sukkah. So therefore it can't be because of Shmira Shabbos, because Chol HaMoed is called an os. And there is no Shemira Shabbos. So that's not what they're saying. Why? Because Isra Achilas Chometz and Yeshiva Sukkah is not called an Os. So you can't say that the Tosis is saying that it's not because Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Malacha, that it's called an Os, because that wouldn't stem with Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is called an Os, even though you're sitting in the Sukkah and not eating Chometz. Because that's Bechlam that called an Os. So therefore, what does Tosis mean? That even Shabbosis and Yom Tovim, the Etzem Hayom is called an Os. But there has to be an Os before. On Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk is Ve'Ol Tzayot Chetofus Ben Einecha. Ki B'chozik Yadosein Roshem Mitzrayim. And in that Tosis writes that it's not because it's Aser Ba'asiyas Malacha, that it's an Osech or the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But rather, even on Chol HaMoed, there's an Os B'Sar Achilas Chometz and Chiyuv Sukkah. But nevertheless, if not for the fact that it was called in the Torah B'Shem Os, then Shabbos and Yom Tovim wouldn't be Patur Mitfilin. Dino, what Tosis is saying is that it's not enough that it's Aser B'Malacha. The day itself has to be called an Os. So lo mishum de asiri b'malacha, that it's called an os, because the day itself has to be called an os, because Chol HaMoed is mutar b'asiyas malacha, and there's an os of Pesach, and there's an os of Sukkos. And Chol HaMoed is also patur and tefillin. Why is Chol HaMoed patur and tefillin? Because Chol HaMoed is also called an os. The Etzem day is called an os, because Yom Tov is called an Os, and Chol HaMoed is included in that. So Mamela Tosis is telling us that it's not just because of Asiyas Malacha, the day itself has to be called an Os. You need an external sign as well, but the Etzem day has to be called an Os. Why? Because Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do malacha, you have an os also. You have an os of chametz and sukkah. But that's not enough. Just like the ayasir basiyas malacha is not enough, so too the os of achilas chametz and sukkahs are not enough. Rather, the day itself needs to be called an os, and you need an external expression of that os as well. If not for the fact that the Torah would have called it an os, so it says yatzu shabbos v'yam tovim. It's not only because of the yisur malacha. That's not enough. You also need that the day be called an os, because look at Chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed is mutar b'asiyas malacha. You have a different os. And the only reason it's called an os is because it's the shame that the day itself is an os. And that's why Tosa says it's an os on Pesach, that it's asur b'achilas chametz, sukkah d'chayv b'sukkah. Those are the external osos of the fact that it's be'etzem an os. You just need an external expression of that. There has to be an os befalling Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the pasuk says, "V'yalos ayot chatofes b'ninecha ki b'chosiket hosein Hashem Mitzrayim." So in that Tosfos says, it's not because it's aser b'asiyas malacha that it's an os eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, the day itself is called an os, and you just have a yitsho, and the sign, the external sign, is that it's aser b'asiyas malacha, and Chol HaMoed also. It's be'etzem an os, because it's yantiv, it's part of yantiv. Nevertheless, if not for the fact that but the external os is the yisur achilas chametz and chiyuv sukkah. So we'd still like to explain why yantiv itself is called an os. Yantiv itself is called Shabbos, which is the yantiv itself. It's not beyond because it draws from the kedusha of Shabbos, but it itself is called Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Tovim are called an os. So how do you see also Yom Tovim? So Mitzvah Hashem, the next time around, we'll continue on and see Hemshech of our Neflos B'Torah Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Avayi, Didayim, Marayi, Barayi, Zayim.